From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate has voted unanimously to convict a federal judge in Louisiana of the first of four impeachment charges against him. Voting is underway on the other charges. But NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the conviction means Judge Thomas Porteous will be removed from the federal bench.
Porteous was nominated to the bench by President Bill Clinton. But the House accused him earlier this year of falsifying documents and lying to the FBI. He's also accused of soliciting tens of thousands of dollars in cash from lawyers with business in his courtroom. Porteous stopped hearing cases a couple of years ago as the investigation against him picked up steam. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
At least 81 inmates are dead in Chile after a fire raced through a prison south of the capital city. The blaze broke out during a riot by inmates. The BBC's Gideon Long in Santiago says the prison was jammed with nearly three times as many inmates as it was designed to hold.
Officials at the San Miguel prison said the fire broke out at around 5:30 in the morning on the fourth floor of a dormitory housing several hundred prisoners. They said it appeared that inmates had set fire to their mattresses during a fight between gangs. Around 200 prisoners were evacuated from the building, some with serious burns. Chile's health minister said 14 were in hospital with life-threatening injuries.
The BBC's Gideon Long reporting. At least 15 people are dead in northwestern Pakistan after a suicide bomber detonated a blast at a busy bus station today. The explosion injured more than two dozen others. A spokesman for the Pakistan Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack. The White House is doing its best to diffuse discontent among some key congressional Democrats over the economic deal worked out by President Obama and Republican leaders. Presidential Advisor David Axelrod.
There are people that are unhappy. That always happens with a compromise. And there are things in this that we distinctly don't like. But I'll tell you who will be unhappy most of all is the American people if they wake up on January 1st. With a typical family with a $3,000 tax increase because we couldn't come to closure on this issue.
Axelrod was on ABC's Good Morning America. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says reaction from House Democrats has not been very positive.
There's a certain amount of unease with the proposal.
The White House argues that in exchange for tax breaks for the wealthy, the president won tax benefits for middle-class Americans, plus an extension of jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed. Democratic leaders in the House are proposing to wrap up all the unfinished spending bills to fund the federal government into one catch-all measure that would freeze budgets for most agencies at current levels. The bill would also bar pet spending projects known as earmarks. The measure could come up a vote in the House today. Wall Street, the Dow is down 25 points. The Nasdaq is off a point. This is NPR News from Washington. A second major snowstorm in a week is blitzing France today. Frank Browning in Paris says flights have been canceled at both airports in the French capital.
Paris is smothered under the deepest snow blanket it's seen in at least a decade, with more than 6 inches already fallen and wet, blowing snow cutting visibility to a few hundred yards. Trains are running slow and some not at all. Roads in a quarter of the country are listed as extremely hazardous. Two-thirds of Greater Paris's buses have been halted. Highway officials report 70-mile-long traffic jams, and they've warned of sheets of black ice on rural roads where the temperature has produced wet, freezing conditions. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
On opening night at the famed La Scala Opera House in Milan, the conductor took the stage and spoke out about his concern over Italy's cultural future. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports the appeal was prompted by deep budget cuts affecting the arts and education in Italy.
Leading political, business, and entertainment figures filled La Scala's opening night, and they greeted Barenboim's appeal with loud applause. The conductor said he was speaking on behalf of all his colleagues who sing, dance, and work in the arts, and he quoted an article in the Italian Constitution on safeguarding the country's arts and culture. As the performance of Wagner's The Valkyria got underway, artists and union members staged protests against the budget cuts outside the opera house, and the mood soon turned violent as students clashed with police swinging clubs. Smoke bombs and tear gas were lobbed, and police reported 14 officers suffered minor injuries. Inside, when the performance was over, the audience gave Barenboim and the singers a 15-minute ovation.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.